Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly giving and giving without ever stopping to fill your own cup? We live in a world that glorifies hustle. Burnout is practically a badge of honor, right? But what if I told you there's another way? What if true success isn't about how much we accomplish but about how well we take care of ourselves? Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-care and self-love. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another preachy self-help podcast, hear me out. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. This is about building a foundation of inner strength and resilience so you can show up as your best self every single day. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put low-grade fuel in a high-performance car, would you? You wouldn't expect your engine to run smoothly if it wasn't properly cared for. It's the same with our bodies and minds. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock the power of self-care and self-love. 1. Listen to your body. This one seems obvious, but we often ignore the subtle cues our body is sending us. Ever feel that nagging headache? That constant fatigue? Those are signals, my friends. They're telling you something needs attention. Maybe it's lack of sleep, poor diet, or even stress. Pay attention, honor those signs, and adjust accordingly. 2. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about sculpting that six-pack, although that can be a nice perk. It's about getting your blood flowing, releasing endorphins, and clearing your head. Find something you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, hitting the gym, or taking a long walk in nature. 3. Nourish your mind. Just like we fuel our bodies with nutritious food, we need to feed our minds with positive content. Limit exposure to negativity. Those news cycles that leave you feeling drained, those social media feeds that spark comparison and insecurity. Instead, seek out inspiring stories, engage in thought-provoking conversations, and read books that expand your horizons. 4. Prioritize rest. This is a big one. We live in a culture that glorifies the always-on mentality, but true success requires periods of rest and rejuvenation. Get enough sleep, take breaks throughout the day, and schedule time for activities that help you relax and recharge, meditation, reading, spending time with loved ones. 5. Practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we have can make a world of difference. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a good laugh with a friend. Cultivating gratitude fosters a sense of contentment and strengthens your connection to the present moment. You know that feeling when you're completely drained, overwhelmed by life's demands? Imagine going through your day with a newfound sense of energy, clarity, and resilience. That's what self-care and self-love can do for you. It's not about being selfish or indulgent. It's about honoring your needs so you can show up as the best version of yourself in all areas of your life. Let me tell you a quick story. A few years back, I was hitting that wall hard, deadlines, travel, constant stimulation. I felt like I was running on fumes. One day, I realized something had to change. So, I started incorporating these self-care practices into my routine. Morning walks, mindful breathing exercises, even carving out time for creative pursuits. And you know what? It made a huge difference. My energy levels soared, my focus improved, and I felt more confident and capable. The key takeaway here is this. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. By prioritizing your well-being, you're investing in your overall success and happiness. So, what are you waiting for? Take those first steps today. Start small. Maybe it's a 10-minute walk, a relaxing bath, or simply taking a few deep breaths. Commit to making self-care a non-negotiable part of your life. You deserve it. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for support. Keep crushing it out there, and remember, your well-being matters. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.